History of Censorship on Twitter, X Early Years and Policy Development. 2009, Introduction of Verified Accounts Due to Trademark Lawsuit, Signaling More Structured Content Management. 2012, Twitter Adopts Micro-Censorship Policy, Allowing Content Removal or Blocking Based on Local Laws, Political Influence and Government Requests. Increased compliance, Twitter has complied with government takedown requests, with a significant increase post-Elon Musk acquisition in 2022. Compliance rates reportedly reached 98.8%. Notable countries, Turkey and India are among the countries with high numbers of takedown requests due to stringent internet regulations. High-profile incidents. 2020, blocking of the New York Post's Hunter Biden laptop story, raising concerns about election interference and platform bias. Twitter files, post-acquisition under Musk, internal communications were disclosed showing government influence on content moderation. Post-Musk era. Free speech advocacy, Musk's vision for Twitter as a digital town, Square focused on free speech. Higher compliance rates, despite free speech rhetoric, Twitter under Musk has complied with censorship requests at a higher rate, particularly from authoritarian regimes. Public and user sentiment. Pre-2015 perception, users felt Twitter was more of a free platform, before major political events. Post-2015, perception of increased censorship, especially around elections and the COVID-19 narrative. Musk's era, mixed feelings with some users noting a freer platform, while others criticized compliance with government requests. Summary, Twitter's journey with censorship reflects a complex balance of free speech advocacy, legal compliance, and political pressures. The platform's policies have evolved, adapting to changes in leadership, technology, and global socio-political environments.